Then he began to tell Peter, James, and John, Thomas, Bartholomew, Judas, and the rest of the disciples, Matthew. I'm raised from the dead. You can receive life. And he breathed on them. Didn't he do it? Isn't that what the Bible says? He breathed on them and they received the Holy Ghost. What you mean? They received eternal life. Yes. They were born again. God now have gotten back on the inside of man. And he said, now I'm where I want to be. I'm where I want to be, and I'm going to teach him from the inside out. I'm going to teach him in his spirit, and his spirit's going to get the revelation and renew his mind to it, and he's going to begin to speak like I speak and talk to demons like I talk to them and deal with situations like I dealt with them. He's going to say to them, and they're going to obey him like they obeyed me, because it's my life that's in him now. I'm on the inside. It's my authority that I granted him. It's my ability I put inside of him. It's my wisdom. And when he speaks, demons going to obey him like they obeyed me, because I gave him the name of the man that defeated them. And the name is just as good as the man. Let me ask you something. If I sign you a check and give it to you, will I have to be there for you to cash it? Jesus had signed the check. He don't have to be there. Oh, you got to tell that devil in the name. Tell that situation in the name. I got to check. I've been authorized to cast this one. I've been authorized to get the answer to this, because I got the name. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Who is God? Can we really know him? If so, how? You know, some people say, you can't know God. Who are you going to believe what they say or what I'm about to tell you? See, they talking out of head. I'm going to give you some scripture. Who is God? Can you really know him? If so, how? First of all, you must hear. If you won't hear what I'm saying, you can forget the rest of it. First of all, you must hear. How do you learn that other stuff? You listen. You heard. How did baby learn to walk? You can do it, baby. You can do it. You can do it. They heard. They believe what you were telling them. So you hear, then you believe. Huh? You must first do what? Hear. Then believe. Then receive. Then act. I am fully persuaded, fully convinced, not trying to be, fully, that in this is God speaking to me. Are you that convinced? How do you know you're convinced? Because I hear what he said. How do you know you hear what he said? I do what it said. When I start practicing this, putting this into practice in my everyday walk, in my relationship, in everything I do, I've heard what God said. But if I read it and don't go do something else, I hadn't heard it. I haven't heard it yet. Are they clear enough? Huh? Hallelujah. Why is this book called the Bible? And what is it all about? All right. How do we know that God is in us? Listen to what it said. 1 John, this is Amplified. 1 John 4:13. I may have to back up and get some more verses, but let's read this one. You ready? By this, we come to know, perceive, recognize, understand that we abide or live and remain in him and he in us. Because he has given, imparted to us of his Holy Spirit. And besides, we ourselves have seen, have deliberately, steadfastly, and contemplated. And bear witness that the Father has what? Sent the Son. Sent the Son as what? Savior of the world. Anyone who do what? Confess, acknowledge, owns that Jesus is who? God abides, live, make his home in him. And he what? Abides, live, make his home in God. That's how we know. If God is living in you, he's big enough to talk inside of you. Hallelujah. And we know and what? Understand, recognize. This is verse 16. And we know, understand, and recognize, are conscious of by observation and by what? Notice now, recognize. We recognize and are conscious of by observation and by what? Experience. And do what? Believe, heed to, and put faith in and rely on the love of God, the love God cherished for us. God is who? God is love, and he who dwells and continue in love does what? Dwells and continue in God. And God dwell and continue in him.